Today, the Attorney General in Arkansas announced he's opening an investigation into last week's pipeline rupture in the town of Mayflower that spewed heavy tar sands oil from Canada onto lawns and roads. Here's a resident filming the river of black burbling and running along drain ditches.
The smell is unbelievable. I mean, look. Incredible. And that is oil.
So far, ExxonMobil has recovered 12,000 barrels of oil and water. Wildlife officials are beginning to treat ducks covered in oil. The Arkansas State Legislature pulled its bill dealing with the proposed Keystone Pipeline that would carry oil from Canada to Texas. They pulled it right after the spill on Friday. Brad Olson is energy reporter for Bloomberg News. Brad, you report hundreds of small spills happen every year, so put this one in context.
This, in terms of the volume, it's fairly high in terms of as you compare it to a lot of the other spills. But I think the main reason that this is drawing a lot of attention is because of the decision that has to be made by the president and the State Department about the Keystone XL pipeline. That's why this is drawing probably the most attention.
It's the same kind of tar sands oil that would come down from Canada?
It's very similar. It's not exactly the same, but it's a similar composition than it is heavy oil from Canada.
Yeah. So what do we know about the pipeline that ruptured? When was it built? How much oil does it carry?
It's about 65 years old, and it carries about 90,000 or 95,000 barrels a day of oil. And it was reversed several years ago. I think it was about in 2006. And mm-hmm. So it used to carry oil from south to north. Now that there's a lot more production in Canada and the United States, pipelines are starting to flow from north to south. And so a lot of these have been reversed like this one was.
Well, we're hearing the homeowners in Mayflower, and by the way, there's just 22 families now that have not been allowed back into their homes, but they didn't even know that their houses were built on this pipeline.
I think that's similar to a lot of people. There's so much infrastructure in this country that a lot of people really aren't aware of. Some of it's labeled. I live near Houston, and I'm personally close to a gas pipeline, and there are signs everywhere. And generally, there are signs that people are aware about, but this one, I guess being as old as it is, some people may not have been aware that it was nearby.
Well, that raises a lot of questions. Sure, there's, consideration of the Keystone pipeline, but what happens to the rest of this pipeline if part of it broke? We understand Central Arkansas Water has been worried about it for years because it might get into drinking water. And according to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, the last time the pipe was tested was in July 2010. So who conducts the testing of it? When was it last tested? And what do you do now, given that I'm presuming it keeps running under these homes?
I think that they've been able to stop the flow. So within a certain period of time, they're able to stop the flow and make sure that no oil continues to flow out of where there may be a leak. Generally, the technology allows them to do that from control centers, wherever they have them, a lot of these companies. But it's true that for these families that move somewhere and I guess they had their piece of the American dream, this may be a very difficult prospect that they're facing.
Well, and we know Exxon conducted the test in 2010, but are there any government tests? I mean, who's responsible for the pipelines?
The responsible agency is, it's under the Department of Transportation, and it's the Pipeline and Material Safety Administration, or PHMSA is the nickname of it. They are responsible for making sure that companies inspect it, and then they also do some of their own inspections of the pipeline systems. The way they do these, they stick a mechanical device that they often call a pig mm-hmm. inside of the pipeline, and they use it to clear it out and test it and I guess eliminate things that could lead to corrosion. So that's kind of what they're supposed to be doing with it.
Well, and there was concern in this area because the pipeline's near Lake Maumelle, a source of drinking water for 400,000 people. We mentioned that the Arkansas legislature, many politicians there had been big backers of Keystone. Now they've pulled the legislation that was considering the pipeline coming through their state. In the minute or so we have, what do you see going forward?
I think that one thing to think about is that, because this is heavy crude, there are, I guess, two aspects of it that will be important. Number one, it may be a little less likely that it can spread as easily as light crude. So if you put light crude on top of a river or a water source, it can move very quickly and spread very easily. And that was a big fear when there was an Exxon spill in 2011 on the Yellowstone River.
Yep. And number two, real quick?
Number two is just about, heavy crude is a lot harder to clean up.
Yeah.
So once it spills, it sinks to the bottom and it's costly and it takes a lot of time to clean it up as well.
It's like peanut butter. Brad Olson, energy reporter for Bloomberg News. Thanks so much. Back in a minute, here and now.